You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hi, this is Adriana from The Endless, and when I'm not collecting your dreams, I like to listen to Electrical Language.
I'm Garble Kovacs, and recording for release in 2 weeks' time on the 16th of August 2008. This is Electrical Language number 136. I'm going to start off with a song I previously used as soundbed. Well, song's not quite the right word because there's no singing. This is The Sadness of the Sea, an instrumental by Umbriel Rising. I hope you enjoy it. Hope there's no sadness, but anyway, here it is, Sadness of the Sea.
Thank you.
Okay, and yes, hope you're still enjoying my holiday. As you know, I'm recording this on the 2nd of August. By the time you hear this, I'll be well into 2 weeks of holiday in France, and I hope the weather's going to be fantastic. We're just south of Limoges, renting a cottage there, and I hope it's going to be really nice and that we'll have done lots of exciting and interesting things, as well as being completely and utterly relaxed. So after Sadness of the Sea by Umbriel Rising, I played Karma Coda and a song called Wonder. Karma Coda I have played before. I played a song called Turn quite a few weeks ago. Now looking at their CD, let me tell you, the vocalist there is Heather Pierce. Guitars, piano, programming, keyboards, bass, synth by a gentleman by the name of B. Then we have keyboards also played by Rafael Acevedo, and he is also the DJ and turntablist. That's what they call him, a turntablist. And the bass guitar is played by Brian Templeton. Where are they? Yes, they're from San Francisco as well. I played April's Rain last week, or this morning, for the podcast that went out last week, from San Francisco. But, yep, Karma Coda from San Francisco. They've got an album out called Illuminate, which as I said, they kindly sent me, and once again I enjoyed that. When I played turn, I said that that reminded me of Breakout by Swing Out Sister, a song from the 80s. Didn't get any comments back on that. Maybe you agreed, maybe you disagreed, who knows? Maybe no one listened. But another song, yeah, again, there's something in Heather's voice that reminds me, and I forgot the name of the girl who's the singer in Swing Out Sister. I did meet her once at a party in the early 80s before they were all famous, but I've completely forgotten her name. Anyway, here's another song from Karma Coda with Heather Pierce, this time doing the vocals and reminding me of Swing Out Sister, as I said. And the song is called Skylines.
Language Podcast, www.electricallanguage.co.uk.
Turn around before it's too late. You know I can't take anymore.
Now, Brilliant Fanzine, they're a band from Australia, and quite a few months ago they sent me their album Then Comes Monday, and I've previously played the opening track Change For You. Well, that was 1 in 10,000. Brilliant Fanzine, there are, just counting, need two hands for this, there's seven of them: Matt O'Neill, Chris Owens, Chris Tinkler, Ed Reed, Glenn Chuck, Paul Moses and Moira Fitzgerald. I don't think I can tell you very much more about them, but do look at their website. It's a myspace.com/brilliantfanzine, BrilliantFanzine, and always you should look at the show notes at www.electricallanguage.co.uk, where there will be links to all the bands and artists' websites, so that you can click on them, find ways of communicating with the bands and artists and letting them know where you heard their music, which, just to remind you, is on Electrical Language, this time Electrical Language number 136, how much you've enjoyed their music, and as always you can find ways of getting them to share their music with you. Even better if you can send them some money to buy a CD or a download. And don't forget, if you're buying music from these independent artists, very often there are links to places like iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, etc. But if you can buy direct from the artist, they get more of your money, and that helps support them better. I am told that CD Baby do a far better deal for artists than Amazon or iTunes, so if you must go through one of those, if there's no other choice, then do go through CD Baby. And by the way, CD Baby give you very good service. Things come well packaged and quite quickly, all the way from Portland, Oregon. Well, it's quite a long way if, like me, you're in the UK. If you happen to be on the west coast of the US, probably it's not so far. Anyway, I'm going to play another song by Brilliant Fanzine. This again is from the album Then Comes Monday. This is called Omens.
Devil now, I could tell right from your eyes. You came to hypnotize. You just wanna be famous. You just wanna be popular. And
come
cold against your thigh, but you'd be mine, you'd be mine. You said you would go, even though you could not come home. But when we sleep, we are deathless. So come to bed, come to bed.
Well, you heard Adriana from The Endless introducing the podcast right at the very beginning, and then you heard her singing that excellent song, Simply Sleep. The Endless are Adriana and David Rose. I'm sure Rose is their surname. I'm trying to find it again. Yes, Adriana and David Rose. And they have this superb album out called the Republic of Heaven. And actually, that is an album that arrived. I bought it from CD Baby, who I was mentioning earlier. It arrived on my 49th birthday, and I put it straight into the CD player in the car because I had quite a bit of driving to do that day, as I remember. Two meetings in different parts of in different parts of Sussex, which is a county, sort of a couple of counties along from where I live in Hampshire in the United Kingdom. Anyway, so yeah, it's Adriana who plays the vocals, who sings the vocals, plays keyboards, flute, and programming, and writes the lyrics. And David Rose, guitars, keyboards, programming, cello, and all sorts of other things. Yes, they are The Endless, and their album is called The Republic of Heaven. There's a fantastic song on that album called Huntington, which I played in the podcast the following week, presumably around May the 18th or thereabouts. I previously played another song by The Endless called Lee Miller, which is not from that album, but that was in number 121, I'm pretty sure. So they're an excellent band with a fantastic vocalist, Adriana. I really enjoyed that album, The Republic of Heaven, and I'm going to close this week's podcast, number 136, with the final song from that album. This is called Labyrinth.
Yeah.
So Labyrinth by The Endless brings us to the end of Electrical Language number 136. As well as The Endless, I have to thank Umbriel Rising, Karma Coda and Brilliant Fanzine for the music which you've enjoyed today. I hope I'm still enjoying my holiday. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Thank you so much for downloading and listening to Electrical Language number 136. Goodbye.